Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be your number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including this year's Wimbledon Finals, Major League Baseball, all the latest fighting news, and this season's NFL. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today. Receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BLEAV to get the bonus and get into action. BetOnline, where the game starts. Hello, hello, hello. It's Private Talk Podcast with Alexis Texas, and we are back. We have a special AVN episode. We have Hardeen sponsoring this podcast. I'm excited to talk to this sexy lady, Miss Leah Gotti.
Hi, hi, hi.
How are you?
I'm doing really good because I'm by you now.
Oh, I like it. You're talking to me dirty already. This is my language.
Yes.
So you said that we met previously before in Texas, a little bar. I did not remember. You're such a beautiful lady. So talk to us about this first experience. I want to know, from your side, what were you doing in this bar in Texas?
So
did I inspire you to get into the business?
A little bit.
You came in, you did a lot of great things in a short amount of time. People, you know, say your name still to this day. You took a little hiatus.
Yes,
now you're back in the game. So I want to know all about it.
So whenever I met you, I was 18 and I was in college. I was wrestling at a Baptist university, but I wasn't like competing. So I would travel back home to Dallas and work at a club. And there was this convention. It was, XRCO.
Okay.
Where they do Miss Exotica.
Okay. Oh, Exotica convention.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes. And it was.
Was that the first year that we did it?
Yeah.
And we got like, there was all kind of lashback about it.
Dude,
there
so
was,
many
like,
protesting.
You know, everything's bigger in Texas, but they, you know, can make a lot of noise. And
yes,
it's an unfortunate reason sometimes. That's why Miss Texas had to take this Texas booty elsewhere.
Dude, that convention, I actually ended up winning Miss Exotica. And I was put into the finals round as, like, a joke by, like, some of the girls. I didn't even do the whole thing. And I was not in industry, and I just did it. And I was like, oh, I could totally do it. And they're like, oh, you think you can do it? Okay, well, come on. And then I crowd served, and then I won. And then afterwards, we were hosting the party, and that's where I met you. And, like, you were in a section. There was a lot of people there. Like, Ron Jeremy was there. There was, like, that girl with black hair, super long. I can't remember her name, but I was like, oh, my God. Look at how sexy and cool they are.
I love it.
But yeah, that's the first time I met
you. So how long after that and those encounters did you win Miss Exotica? So you kind of were familiar with the adult industry. Did you immediately after that decide, like, where can I fit in? Do you start doing content? Did you reach out to companies?
Well, there was this guy who had introduced me to this guy that owns FTV Girls.
Okay.
And at first, like, I was like, no, I don't want to do anything. And then I was like, okay, if it's just by myself, you know, I'll do it. And then I went and shot with him, and he pays, like, I think he pays more than a lot of people who pay. So, like, I was like, oh, wow, like, this is going to be lit, right? So eventually I left my college dorm room. I left my car, and I just went to California, and I, like, never came back.
So is it still there? Where's your car? Where's
my family ended up driving back to my college and, like, towing it because I was, like, letting my roommate use it, and she, like, wasn't changing the oil or anything. So she said, like, one day it just, like, started smoking and just, like, didn't work. So I think it was, like, a water pump or something.
Okay.
But they got it for me.
So basically you're like, fuck all this other shit. I'm leaving it behind, and we're not looking back. We're going to go to LA
and
shoot porn.
Very much so. And then, like, I was just doing solos, and then I did a few girls, and then I did the boy girls, and then I did the gangbang, and then it was like, okay, maybe I should chill out and, like, take a break, because I think I was doing a lot of stuff at once, because, like, the agency I was with at the time, he would just book you every day. Like, you know, like, there wasn't really time to, like, check in with yourself, like, mentally. Like, I wasn't doing that at 18, and I didn't have, like, support to do that.
Okay.
So I think it kind of just, like, weighed on me too much. So, like, whenever I got into the situation I was in, I was just like, I got to go back home. So I went back to Texas.
So when you say situation that you got in, is it just because you know, so everything happened so fast and you felt like you couldn't control what was going on? Or did something actually happen to make you be like, let me take a step back, let me do this? Because, a lot of people don't understand that, you know, even though, you know, you're 18, you don't know anything. And I always used to say, I joined when I was 21. But I feel like even then, you kind of have your head on your shoulders to a point, but not really.
Right.
But 18 is very young. You're just coming out of
high school, my you first know, AVN. Making decisions or, you know, sometimes you don't know what's right, you don't know what's wrong.
First AVN, I think, was what really probably started shaking my, like, trajectory of where I was going.
Okay.
Because, like, I had got into it with a couple of the girls because, like, I felt, like, nurturing. I was trying to protect them, but it got taken as, like, controlling. Like, I flushed some people's stuff because I was afraid, like, that they would be, like, bad.
So drugs.
Yeah.
Okay.
And my agent didn't really, like, protect me in that situation. So, like, everybody was, like, just pushed me aside. And then I got involved with an adult performer who kind of, like, manipulated me and like, really did abuse me. He, like, went to jail for 186 days because he got me pretty
Sorry
good
to hear that.
But after that situation happened, I kind of got scared, like, okay. I was scared to, like, do anything in the industry. Like, I was, like, shooting for Penthouse. I was gonna have a Penthouse pet, and I was actually in the middle of, like, my last set of photos, and the assistant told me that he had got out of jail, and I had to leave because I went into a panic. So, like, it started, like, affecting my work, you know. And then I was like, okay, I don't feel good, so let me, like, do Molly and, like, all of these things. And I just kind of, like, really, like, lost myself, like, in general. Like, I was like, who even am I? Like, I was the girl who, like, wouldn't even smoke weed. Like, I wouldn't, like, do anything the Bible says not to do type of thing, you know?
Okay.
But then it kind of went, like, from nothing to everything.
Mm.
And I was like, huh?
So, I mean, I appreciate you for sharing your story. I'm sorry that, you know, things like that happen. I think that, again, with the whole age thing, I think sometimes people, unfortunately, there's, you know, also predators in our business that
there
take
are.
Advantage of the young girls as far as the manipulation of you may not know what you're saying yes to. And
yes,
you just
exactly.
want to people please. And
yes.
sometimes we don't know what that is. But I also commend you for taking it yourself out of the situation, because a lot of people still just continuously do it and don't have an outlet. So, like, taking that break. So within that break time, what did you do to kind of get yourself back on track and get yourself in a good space that you're, you know, making this huge comeback and doing the business again?
So honestly, it was a long journey, but I think being surrounded by good group of people is really important, because I think I was surrounded by people who just didn't have respect for me, and they didn't have respect for what I was doing, right? So I kind of lost respect for myself, and I thought that it was bad type of thing. Like, I was even going on, like, Christian talk show to try and, like, be like, no, look, I'm good. Like, you can let me be. Like, you know, I had instances where I got fired from jobs and all of these things.
Because you did porn?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And got treated differently. I would get sexually assaulted, like, by my employers, you know what I mean? And it was just really weird. And then when I met my husband, he was just kind of like, he didn't care about those things. You know, like, he empowers me to do stuff, and he saw Amazing. Like how many fake profiles there were of me. And he was just like, you don't really have to hide, you know, like, and I was like, I don't type of thing, you know? So I think just getting new boundaries and seeing, like, okay, this is what I want to do. And I am in control, and I don't have an agent anymore. So it's like, I can set my schedule, and I can choose what roles I want to play, and I know what questions to ask now. So that way I'm not, like, playing into porn that I don't really think is conscious for me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I feel like that's been really cool, because now I feel, like, happy, like, in the industry. I feel proud of what the work I'm doing and, like, who I'm working with.
Sure. And I always feel like that's really important, you know, being a performer myself, at, you know, coming in and seeing how the business is and seeing how that all navigates, is that you really have to, my biggest thing was, like, do what you feel good about.
Right.
Do what makes what for your brand. Nobody needs, you know, every individual content creator, performer, we all are in our own lane. We have, you know, all these different, you know, platforms now, from OnlyFans, Pornhub, all these other things, that you don't have to be like someone else.
Exactly.
You don't have to mimic, you know, my career doesn't look like yours, yours doesn't look like mine, but that doesn't mean that it's bad.
Right.
You find your own lane and you make what that makes is for you.
I absolutely agree with that.
So what kind of scenes are you doing now that you're, you know, in full control, you took your narrative back, are you working with everybody, every company, are you only doing stuff for your OnlyFans?
So I'm down to do mainstream. I'm just working with, like, companies that I'm familiar with or directors that I've worked with before. I think I'd be interested to work with new companies as well, as long as I see, like, the content they're making is, like, what I'm in line with.
So what, explain us to that. What are you in line with? Are you just doing, like, typical boy girl? Are you not, did you do, like, rougher scenes? Like, what works for you?
So I'm doing girl. I have some POV boy girl on my OnlyFans, but that's just with my husband. But other than that, it's just girl and solo. But I also do like a lot of fetish. So I like bondage and stuff like that. I can do that. But
do you have any fetishes? What is one of your fetishes?
See, that's the thing. I think my fetishes are probably just like trying all of them.
Okay.
Like I don't know much. So like I didn't really know much about fetishes until I got into industry. And I think like when I'm on set, like doing some of the solo stuff, that's when I'm like, I think I might actually like this. Maybe I should try this in an intimate setting because it's different when you're on set.
For sure.
You know what I mean? So I think I'd love to be, I think I like the being like constrained down. Okay. Like to where I can't move.
Okay. So you want to be tied up. You want to like.
Yeah. Tied up. Compression. Like okay. I even like that latex sheet thing that I saw. Like,
I don't know what that is, but I'm curious about it. Let's talk about it. A yeah. Latex sheet thing.
So I saw like this girl like lay on the ground. I'm freezing in here, by the way.
I'm sorry. And, I don't know if you can do something about that, but
the sheet's like flat, right? And it sticks to the ground, and then the girl gets under and they lift it like this, and it completely like kind of like vacuum seals you down to the ground.
I would freak out and panic.
I feel like it would feel so good. Have you ever had a body wrap?
Yeah, I couldn't stand in there for very long.
Oh,
I don't
okay.
like not being in control. That's one of my
see
my
I don't things. But I think if it was somebody that I trusted, I think I might
and that's
like that feeling.
For sure. I think the safety space, especially when you're doing fetish type work, I feel like it's really important to, A, not be educated on what you're doing because nobody can just put a latex sheet on you and not know what they're doing.
Right, you could die.
You could suffocate. There's a lot of, and I think those rest, I'm like, do we really? I got a lot of ass.
Yeah.
I don't know if the latex is really going to cover shit up.
Shit,
like,
for real.
What is going on here? I'm going to suffocate myself in latex. Not really
Hell
sure
yeah.
if I like that. So you said you shot a lot of content here. You're out here in AVN. You're not shooting or signing for a company, but you're doing your own content. What girls have you worked with and who are you looking to work for?
I have worked with so many phenomenal girls since I've been back. A couple have been like Kylie Rocket, Nicole Doshi, yes please. Slim Thick Vic.
Okay,
and I've worked with Gianna Dior since I've been back. And who else? I think that's about it. I did my OnlyFans stuff. That was the mainstream. So for my OnlyFans, okay. I've worked with Kinsey Love and Nina North. And I also have a three-way with me, Kinsey, and Nina on there too.
Nice.
And so I've just been dabbling in. I think I've only done like 8 scenes back. But a lot of solo bondage I've been doing for FN Concepts.
Okay. I see the bondage route is kind of like what feels comfortable for you.
Yeah.
Like you say that and you kind of light up about it. So I feel like for me, again, it's, you know, being a performer is, I've always been a highly sexual person. I think sex is amazing. Obviously, I made a great career out of it. But if you don't enjoy it, you can tell. When you light up about certain things from fetishes to just scenes or even doing your OnlyFans, what you do, you can see that you really care and have passion behind it. And I think that that's what the great stuff for your fans, to kind of see who you really are. And especially how you're saying that you may not have done the scenes that you would have agreed to before, but now you're doing stuff that you love. And I think that's really cool.
And not to say that I didn't enjoy the stuff that I did, but there was only a few scenes. Like, I don't really get into, like, the sibling and the parent thing just because, like, I've had stuff in my life happen.
Okay.
But I wouldn't, like, everything other than that would be cool. But I don't think I could even do, like, the stepmom thing anymore. Like, I just feel like I don't want to play into
you
it.
You played a stepmom? You look way too young.
No, I played the stepmom. I always play the daughter.
Oh, okay.
I always play the daughter.
I'm not getting the correlation.
But, like, whenever I was in Maine, like, at the beginning, I just feel like I always got played. I always had to be, like, super little. And it just made me feel weird. Like, I was just like, I'm not really into this. Like, I want to feel sexy. Like, I want to be, like, a goddess. Like, I don't want to be wearing these, like, things. You know what I mean? Thank you. So are you. But now working with, like, Balesica House, have you ever worked with them?
I have not, but I've heard about them. I know that they're very female, like, driven. They, you know, do
Jackie
a lot
St.
of, like,
James, she kind of, like, lets you do whatever you want. Mm. You get to lead your own scene. They don't cut. They don't do anything. They just, the first time you see your partner is right there.
Yeah, so I love that. That's kind of how I directed myself. It was, like, for me, being a performer, you kind of see that you don't like it. You obviously were there to be in a sexual act. Tell me what we need and let me, like, make the magic happen. Because I feel like chemistry is a lot of things. I feel like it's because we're doing sex work. It doesn't mean that I want to date this person. But in that 45 minutes to an hour, you're going to think that that's my man.
And the chemistry has to be real. Because if you get over-directed, I hate that. I literally
For sure.
hate that.
So you have somewhat of a control thing with you, too. You're like, I don't like to be told what to do.
Absolutely not. I think I had super strict parents. Did you?
I did not have super. Well, fairly.
Kind of.
They're military family.
Yeah,
like,
so they had, like, their own rules about certain things.
Yes. I feel like I can't say super strict. I don't know. The structure just sometimes is lacking of. So it could be both ways that you can.
Yeah, mine was very confusing because my dad was, like, super strict sometimes, but then would let me do, like, crazy shit, like drink with my friends or something.
Yeah.
You know, and I'd be like, oh, wait, what?
For sure. Describe something that's exciting in your life right now.
Exciting my life right now? I have two daughters. So I am like just living up being a mom and a wife. I just got married in September.
Congratulations.
So in my personal life, I am really just enjoying that. But business-wise, I am having so much fun just like continuing to create ideas and scenarios of scenes. Like I shot with Nicole Doshi and another girl, Dini. And we had like this, basically did like a cuckold. Like I was the girlfriend tied up and like, you know, thinking of fun ideas like that and getting to do those is really fun. That's the most fun. Cause now it's like, I kind of have like a budget to play with. Okay. So I can actually build sets and do things that I've wanted to do, but I necessarily didn't have like the ability to, cause I wasn't knowledgeable on it, you know?
For sure. Have you ever had, I know that, you know, you, how many scenes did you actually do while you were?
Like 98.
Okay. So in that time, did you have any crazy fan interaction? You know, we are at an avian event.
Oh my God.
Sometimes, like you said, your first avian sometimes could be crazy. You have long lines. People are trying to follow you doing this. Have you ever had something crazy happen with you in a fan?
Yeah.
So let's actually, talk about it.
And actually, it's crazy because Texas.
She's like, well, yesterday. No, I'm just kidding.
Dude, Texas is a place that's not really cool for sex workers. Like, they don't really protect you. But I had a really bad incident, actually. So let's just start the story. It was three incidents before the main incident. I had saw this guy working in the apartment complex on air conditioners. So I, assuming, you know, working for the apartments. Then the next time he came, knock on my door, is there a leak? And I was like, no, there's no leak. And he left, right? Next time I seen him, like, at the pool. I was swimming with my daughter in the pool. And he's at the gate looking. I was like, what the fuck? You know?
Sorry, immediate weird vibes.
Yeah, immediate weird vibes. Few days later, my husband goes to the gym, and like 2 minutes later, knocking. There's a leak in the bathroom upstairs. I need to come in, check that. And it was the same guy. So like, I was like, oh, okay, yeah, come in, right? Because I had seen him a few times, you know? Oh, it's freaky. Anyways, he went into the bathroom. He's like, just making a couple noises. Comes out like 30 seconds later, and he's like, you're so sexy, you know? And it's, like, leaning against the door. And I was, like, I was laying on my bed at the time. And I was, like, what? You know, like, hell no.
You're like, did this really happen?
I was, like, is everything okay in the bathroom? And he's, like, yeah. And he started, like, walking towards the thing. And my daughter was right there on her bed. And he goes, she's so beautiful. And I was, like, okay, you can go now. You know, like, trying to usher him to the door. And he backs up against the door. Like, not to open it, but, like, leans his back against it. And he's like, take my number down. And I was like, I'm not taking your number. Like, if I need anything, I'll call. And I read his shirt back to him because he was wearing his work shirt, right? And he looked down and you could see that he was like, oh, shit, like, I just fucked up.
Yeah.
And he left. And I immediately called my husband. I was like, babe, like, you need to get back here. We called the police, all of this stuff, right? We end up going to court. Can't criminally prosecute him. Because I didn't report it two times before. So it wasn't considered stalking in the state of Texas. But within the discovery, we found out that the maintenance guys that do regular maintenance at my apartment had stolen picture off my refrigerator. And he saw it and he was like, oh, who is that? And the guys were caught in text message exchange saying, oh, that's Leah Gotti and she'll have sex with you for $50.
Oh.
And so this guy,
excuse me, sir.
Right. They had been sending links to my porn back and forth to each other, just like talking, you know. So this guy came to my house with intent
that
was going to happen. Right. So I was just like flabbergasted. In court, it was like a COVID thing. So it was all live streamed on YouTube. Mm. And the judge was like a younger lady. And
this is in Dallas.
In it's actually in McKinney. So Collin County.
Okay.
And she wouldn't let me question him. Like, my questions that I was asking, she was like, you can't say that on YouTube. Like, I was like, did you watch my porn before coming to my house?
Yeah.
And she's like, you can't talk like that. And I was like, I feel like that's relevant.
Yeah.
Like,
especially
did you?
What you're there for.
Right. I was like, were you going to ask me to have sex? Like, I was trying to ask those questions, and she was like, cutting me out every single time. Mm. Basically, he just got off with a piece of paper saying, like, oh, you can't come close to her, right? And that was it. But I literally had to move out of my apartment and like I couldn't sleep and like a whole bunch of
That's
crazy things. And yeah, that was the craziest stalking event that I have ever had.
Yeah, that's a doozy. You know, I ask this question to girls a lot, and sometimes not extends, but that's, you know, it's definitely not okay to do any situation, even if you're right. a sex worker or not.
Right.
But it's just a female, especially with your child there. Like, yes. It's just like,
who knows what could happen? Like, facts.
But in the state of Texas, you can't own a gun, and I own a gun, and I am not afraid to use it.
Yes, so I was trying to find it, but I don't know where it was.
True. Like, in those situations, in that situation, you didn't really know. You're like, for sure. Okay, where is it? You just wanted to, like, leave.
Yes, yes, and that's crazy. And that just blows my mind, because there was, like, two girls, you know, that just almost got kidnapped at AVN.
No.
Yeah.
People were getting kidnapped at AVN.
Well, they're, well, they didn't succeed.
But was it like a sex trafficking type thing? Like, what
it
do
was
you,
like an Uber driver who like canceled the ride and like started driving really fast
while they were in
while
the car.
They were in the car, yeah.
How did they get out of the situation?
I don't really know how they got out, but one of those girls actually ended up getting bit by a dog, like after that whole thing, by someone's service animal. So it was like a pretty big.
This is a very extreme. I mean, I've been up at 4 o'clock every morning, but I've never had any of these situations.
I know, and it's like, that's what makes me scared. That's why I have to move like super carefully. I'm like, I don't.
But I think it's also, again, awareness, which you put the people that you know, we started earlier about the people before that you were friends with weren't really your friends, and who you look out for, like your surroundings. At the end of the day, you know, this is a convention, and it is, we want our fans to have fun, but it's also, we know, our safety is a person is the first priority.
Yes,
but
exactly.
You know why I travel with security. I have, you know, people in place or people around me. You need a good inner circle, people that aren't going to put you in situations where you feel that way. And it's not that you put yourself in those situations, sometimes they just happen, but
yeah, you have to do that. I think
always
that,
be aware,
dude. It's really, you feel like sometimes you get hyper aware or paranoid.
Yeah, I feel like,
or scared to go somewhere.
I feel like for me is I think fear is something that we have ourselves. I think that, you know, I don't think that it's real. I feel like for me it's like which that issue is what you got to deal with, that is to make that not. I won't let someone take my power away from me. I don't like the situation, but I'm going to get out of it, and I'm a survivor, and I will figure out the right way that works for me.
I think that's what
to
I'm
be safe,
to do,
you know what I mean? But again, it comes with age, it comes with knowledge, it comes with experience, it comes with a lot of those things, but being aware of you come first, and it doesn't matter if someone thinks that it's crazy that you have security, you only travel with your husband, or you know, whatever, that's what works for you. If they don't like it, fuck them.
Yeah, kiss, you
know,
my ass.
At the end of the day, you know, you do OnlyFans, you're working for these companies, you give your body and your sex to those people as a content creator, and enjoy it, you know? So let's flip the switch. That was a little heavy, a little dark, but you know, it's all right. What about the most happiest experience that's happened fan-wise? You went to your first experience at AVN. Like, what excitement does that feel, having the fact that you have all these people wanting to come and get your autograph, get a picture with you?
It's definitely crazy, because I was talking about that to Nicole Doshi, and I was saying how it's like everyone's cup being filled. And a fan asked me, like, is it draining, like, to deal with us? And I was like, honestly, it's not. Like, y'all are all coming, like, with the best energy. Like, y'all are all coming to give me compliments. Like, what is there to feel bad about? Like, I feel like that has been such a refreshing thing. It's like, so many people like you just because of, like, what you're doing. Like, you're feeling good making the content, and you're also, like, giving people pleasure with your pleasure. And, like, to me, that's, like, the best compliment. I love that. That makes, I like, the feeling of that to me is, like, euphoria a little bit.
Okay.
Like,
I get giddy. I feel that for you, yeah.
You know, like, I get excited. Like, I'm smitten. Like, I'm like, oh, thank you. Like, you know what I mean? Tell me more, please. Yeah.
Who is your first celebrity crush?
My first celebrity crush was Carmen Electra in that movie Electra. It was a girl. My first guy movie crush didn't happen until I was older, and that was Aquaman.
Aquaman?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like that.
Like Aquaman. The long hair, you know?
Yeah. Like a little
coming out of the ocean. I can see that for you. If you could instantly obtain 3 skills right now, what would those be? It could be anything from flying, hearing what people say within their mind. It could be like being visible.
I think I would do accounting. Like, I would be like really good at math.
Okay.
Like, where I could, like,
you're a math genius.
Just math genius.
Got it.
I think I would like to be able to have the ability to heal people. Like, if someone was hurt, I'd be like, you know.
Okay, right.
And then maybe the ability to read people's minds.
Okay.
Yeah.
You sure you want that one? You know, it could be a dangerous slope sometimes.
I think I'd like it. Because I'm the type of person who just wants to know, because my mind kills me with, like, the wandering. Like, what do they really think about me? Like, I would just, like, want to just know.
That's why we smoke weed from Harvey.
Yeah. So I can just not worry about that. I will just already know. If it's bad, I'll just be like,
smoke your way to the answer. You're always fine.
Yeah.
What are the top 3 rules that you abide by?
Top 3 rules.
What is your code?
My code? I don't think I've ever thought of that, but I think if I thought about it, probably be like respecting appointments.
Okay.
You know, keeping everybody.
Respecting people's time.
Yeah, respecting people's time, respecting like just people's things in general. Like when you go to someone's home, like that's really important to me. Truthfulness, like even if it's gonna fuck me up, just tell me the truth type of thing.
Okay.
And I think my other thing is never stop. Like, that's it. Just never stopping. Like, I'm not ever going to stop. Like, can't ever see me broke. Like, I'm never going to be broke. You know what I mean? Like, always going to do something. I'm always going to be building to be better than what I'm in right now. Not, no complacency.
Like that.
What about you?
It's not that time yet, girl. Oh. Can't know about Miss Texas yet, but you know.
It's like, no pressure for me, baby.
So you went through this hard journey of you going to this place where you stopped doing porn. You got yourself in this place where you have a good personal life going back. What are some daily rituals that you kind of do? Do you meditate? Do you have something that you kind of abide by as well to kind of get you in that place where you're so happy and powerful and, you know, owning your shit?
I think a lot of the times I just kind of like just do it, right? But recently I've been like trying to incorporate a lot more like mindfulness into my life and like trying to be present in what I have and not trying to worry about what's next. Mm-hmm. My husband has this thing where he says like worry about the first quarter of the race. Okay. And that's kind of like what I'm doing. Like I'm just worrying about what's happening right now, like, and only what I can handle. So like telling myself like, all right, this is the only thing I can do for this in this moment. There, what the hell is there to stress about on that? And then also, like, doing some activity, like something like movement, maybe like a little jog or like some light yoga or something, but doing something every day.
Okay.
You know, I got in a little thing where, like, I was just, like, not do something, but, like, whenever I do some activity, it always makes me feel, like, just ready to go, like, super clear.
Good mind.
Yeah, exactly.
Good mindset. What would you give advice to some girls getting into the business now?
Don't get an agent. Don't use an OnlyFans manager because you can figure out how to do it by yourself. It just takes a little bit of time and, like, set your boundaries with your fans so that way they don't have this expectation of you to be available 24/7 and you're not, like, giving them false, like, ideas of relationships because that's dangerous, in my opinion. So, I mean, I guess just finding what you're comfortable with and, like you said, doing exactly how you want to do it. And I think that there's a lot of power in being selective with who you work with. So being strategic with the brands and the companies that you attach yourself to is really important, I think. Don't do anything for a rate that isn't going to benefit you. Like, I feel like there's no reason to go do a scene for a couple thousand dollars if you can shoot that same thing for your OnlyFans on your phone and make a couple thousand dollars or more. You know what I mean? Because you have the potential to put it on a clip site. You could do multiple things with that video. And then you won't be so spread out. Like, everyone will have to come to your stuff to find you. You know what I mean?
I like that. Good advice. Have you ever taken home a souvenir from a partner? Like, if you had sex, maybe it was a one-night stand in the past, or maybe somebody took something of yours. Did you see something was missing?
No.
Nothing?
Oh, no. My husband took my shirt. Like, that's when we first started dating.
That could be a souvenir. And then he wanted to sleep with it?
Put yeah.
Put your perfume on it?
He said it smelled like me. Okay. And he, like, sent me a picture wearing it. And I was like, what? He's like, this still smells like you. And I was like, oh. And he likes to smell things. He's like a smeller.
He's a smeller?
Yeah.
Does he smell your hair?
He smells everything.
What's the weirdest thing he smells?
Probably, like, the sweat in between my crack of my pussy and my leg. Like, he'll, like, do that.
Does he, like, demand it? And he's like, come here.
No, he'll just
come
do
home
it.
From the gym sometimes, and you're like.
Yeah, sometimes he'll just randomly do it. Be like.
Like. So what kind of, is there, like, how do you know it's good?
I think I'm always good.
Okay, I like that. You're always ready to be smelled great.
I think so. I mean, unless I sit in the sauna, then I might need a refresh.
All right, but pheromones can be sexy, too, you know?
Yeah, he might like it, actually.
I mean, he is your husband, so
yeah.
Have you ever gone through your partner's phone?
Yeah, fuck yeah. All the time.
All the time?
I find shit. I'm a detective.
Okay.
And if I find it, I'm going to ask you something to see if you're going to lie about it, and then I'll be like, oh, yeah. But I don't find stuff anymore. I'm married,
okay.
Thankfully. Hopefully he stays like that.
All right. Well, those are all those fun questions. But now we're going to play Truth with Texas. I know you got excited before. Are you still just as excited?
I'm still just as excited, probably more now.
Okay, I like it. I warmed you up. I got you ready for Miss Texas's game.
Yeah, I'm kind of sweating. At first I was cold, but I told you I was going to get excited.
You started talking about smells and all these things that got you excited.
Yeah, I'm thinking about my husband sniffing me.
Maybe we're going to have sex after this. Who knows?
Ooh, yes. Yes.
All right, so we're going to do Truth with Texas. There's four types of questions: kinky, romantic, naughty, and spicy.
I'm excited.
We're going to go with spicy. I feel like you're a spicy little mama.
So fucking spicy.
Okay, let's see. Something that you would not do sexually.
I wouldn't peg my man.
Okay, no pegging for you.
No pegging for me.
What is the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you sexually? Maybe to you or your partner that's
happened? Okay, I don't think it is embarrassing now, but okay. Like my pussy queefing. I think it's kind of embarrassing in the moment. You're kind of like, oh, shit. You know what I mean?
You just like giggle and or you act like you don't hear it. Which
every time it happens, I think I say sorry. Like in my head mentally, I'm like, oh,
but
sorry.
But it's natural. For me, I just keep going. You know, if you don't know what that is, you shouldn't be fucking me. Like, what are we talking about?
No, it's only really when it happens on cam, I'm like, oh, shit. They're going to think I farted for real. Like, I'm like, oh, it's just a queef.
I think they'll still buy it anyway, you know?
Yeah. They still like it.
What is your worst hookup story?
My worst hookup story? I think, can a hookup story, like, in personal life, I think the worst would probably have to be,
It could be, we could change it to maybe your worst time on set.
No, I was trying to think, because, like, I think probably, like, the worst is, like, when you have to stop, right? Like,
what do you mean when you have to stop? What are you stopping for? That's what is going to be the problem. Are we stopping because it's not hard? Are we stopping because he came too fast? Are we stopping because he's drunk and he can't get it up?
No, I think it's like the problem is like if like, yeah.
Give it to me. Give it to me, Leah. I know it's in there. It's private talk. You got to tell Miss Texas.
Yeah,
tell
let's just Texas say it. Truth. Like the worst experience is like when you're like super horny and then like you're like really into it and you're having sex and then your partner stops. I feel like that is the.
So basically you're getting blue lips. You're like almost about to come, but he comes first. He's being selfish and you shouldn't do that because if I don't come at least five times, there's a fucking problem.
Right. And then like. My problem would be, like, I get an attitude when it happens. Mm. I'm not super understanding.
Because you have blue lips.
Yeah, I'm, like, kind of mean. It's like, what the fuck? Balls.
I mean, you know? It's a real thing. You get sexually frustrated.
Yeah, but I think that comes with good, like, communication can fix that at
so
the
you
end.
Just, like, go over to your drawer and, like, get your Hitachi or your dildo?
No, make them do it.
Oh, so you're going to make them still be punished for it. Yeah. I like that, Leah. I like that.
Like, come on, babe, finish me off.
Do you like dirty talk?
If it's good, I think. I don't know. I laugh a lot.
So what would be an example of your dirty talk?
My dirty talk is just telling me how good my shit is. Like, but it needs to be real.
So talk dirty to Miss Texas.
Like, if I was fucking you?
Yes. If you were fucking me, my big booty's in your face, what would you do to Miss Texas? What dirty things were you going to say? And they're going to go back to that club in Dallas, girl. What were you going to tell me that night?
I would just be like... telling you to like bury your ass on me.
So
I would
be suffocated.
Like, yeah, I would like grab your hips. I would like slap, be like, this shit tastes so good.
How many seconds do you think it could last?
All night.
Oh, I don't know. You have
I'll fucking get a straw like they do in bondage. You put that nose thing creative. And I got some air, baby.
Creative.
I'd be like give it all to me. Like, I don't want to breathe, baby.
I like that. See, now we're talking.
That's come commitment. All over my that's face commitment. Right now.
See, that's good. See,
I like that. See? Squirt in my mouth.
Hey, I'm a squirter. Who knows?
Maybe.
Have you ever broken up with somebody because they were bad in bed?
No.
No.
No. I would never do that. I don't think. If I'm in a relationship with somebody.
So you're going to train them to fuck good or you're just like.
Yeah, like even I'm married. I think like still you still have to learn how to have sex with your partners like all the time. Like it's all about communicating like, oh, I'm not really into this anymore or I might want to try this.
Okay, agreed.
I don't really think like any relationship has perfect sex. Definitely in my relationship, this is the my husband is the first relationship that I ever vocalized my displeasure in sex ever.
Do you think that's because of your background now of being in porn and like actually knowing? Because that's for me is like it's being in porn has made me identify what it felt like to be a woman and like my sexual
place.
Like what felt good, what didn't. You're having different dick size. You're being this size. Mm-hmm.
I said I wasn't ever gonna like be in a relationship where I didn't come. again, and I wasn't ever going to be.
You were in a relation like that? I'm sorry for you. That's horrible.
Yeah, I think, like, I just didn't think that I care. I counted. I don't know. It's like a weird thing. Like, I don't think I ever had came, like, in regular sex. And then whenever I got with my husband, I was like, I'm not going to be in a relationship because I was single at the time.
Did you come during porn?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so I told myself, like, okay, I was in the relationship with my husband and, like, things weren't going the way that I wanted.
Okay.
But I wasn't speaking up for myself. And then I was like, one day I just fucking blew a gasket and did it mean. And that was a problem, but I had to learn from that. But ever since then, like, it's been, like, clear communication between both of us. And I feel like our sex is so fucking great. Like, I don't have to use toys half the time. Like, I just come from penetration, which I didn't ever think was possible.
Okay.
So I think, like, also, I think what was a problem was I detached myself a lot in porn.
I was going to say, it's emotional as well. Like,
so I need a lot of stimulation, like, mentally, physically, all areas of me. So if I feel like he's not looking at me, like, or, like, connecting with me, I get in my head and I'm like, he's only thinking about him fucking self right now. Or, like, you know, or if I feel like he's not trying to, like, just, like, give me something, like, passionate, then I'll feel like that. But that's what teaching yourself, like, to be more open to your partner's wants, too. I feel like I was a selfish lover a lot.
Okay, you just wanted to get yours.
Just getting mine, but same thing as guys. Yeah. So I feel like when you, like, are trying to get it with the one person, you just have to really work to learn how to do it together at the same time. I like to come at the same time.
Coming at the same time is the best thing. I feel like it's a very intimate connection. I think coming is like an emotional thing as well. If you want it to be, and if you're already in those types of relationship, I feel like it can heighten things as well.
Again, it literally communication makes me feel so good
is
after.
Important. I think that, like you said, knowing what feels good, what doesn't. I think that a lot of people do sometimes watch porn and they think like, oh, it just, it's always, everybody's
pile driver.
Which it feels great, and maybe I can get that, but I think there's levels to the time of the intimacy of allowing those things to unlock, like, what's next for you.
Exactly.
All right, romantic questions.
Yes.
Are you a romantic?
I am. Hopeless.
Romantic. What's the most romantic thing you've done for your husband?
Oh, I think a lot of things, but the most romantic thing
recently... She's like, well, let me think about it.
The most romantic thing recently, I think, would be... Like, for Christmas and his birthday, I've got him the trips that he's been talking about. He's really into, like, hiking and cross-country. He wants to learn how cross-country skiing and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think what my most romantic thing is that I'm constantly checking in on his passions and trying to help him pursue those. That's what I feel like my most... I think it's not a thing in thing. Like, it's like a trait I'm doing. Like, I'm practicing to care about those things. I feel like that's super romantic.
Favorite part on the opposite sex body?
I like the back of the ankle.
Okay.
Where the calf goes, like the Achilles.
So it has to be muscly?
Yeah.
Okay. Fit, tone,
fit.
All together.
All together.
What about on a female?
Hips.
She said, oh, I see you, girl.
Yeah,
I you said I did content with Slim Thick. I know you like curves. You're from Texas.
I do.
You know, look. She's
I do. I love that.
Dinner date or movie date?
Alamo Draft House. Or, like, you know, like where you can eat and watch a movie.
I like it. Double dip. Cut or uncut?
Cut. Well, actually, my husband's cut, but if I had a son, I wouldn't give him a circumcision.
Okay.
Because I don't want to hurt him. And I think it is unnecessary.
Okay. Romantic sex or kinky sex?
Romantic.
Sex on the first date?
No.
What are some of your turn-ons?
I like my hips being, like, you know, grabbed.
Okay.
Just, like, pulled in. Just grab me up.
Okay.
That's what I like. Just fucking me up. Not, like, punching me or something, but, you know, like, just, like, taking me.
Someone manly being in charge. Someone just kind of, like, like to be domed.
Yeah, because I'm super, like, aggressive, I think, in normal life.
So you want to be bossed around?
I
want to
be chased. Yeah, I want to be, like, yeah.
You want to know that you know it's real.
You want me so fucking bad.
What about with females? Is it the same
no.
way? Are you more alpha with females?
I'm more like
you want to take charge?
I just want to touch them and be pretty with them and like...
Some more soft, delicate,
yeah, soft
romantic.
And delicate, but I can be really nasty. Like, if they want to...
Don't get it fucked up,
like,
Alexis.
Spit in my face. If they take it there, I'll take it there.
Okay.
Like, you know, we can slap each other, tie each other up. Like, I can do any of that stuff.
Okay.
But I think I prefer to be really pretty.
Okay. Glamour. Lights on or lights off?
Off.
Giving or receiving?
giving.
If you needed a fun, safe word, what would yours be?
Pop-Tart.
Pop-Tart. Yeah. Do you like, what kind of flavor Pop-Tarts do you like?
I like the maple Pop-Tarts.
So is it maple Pop-Tart or just Pop-Tart?
Is it what?
Your safe word.
Oh, I would just eat the maple Pop-Tart. That would be too and hard to say.
Pop-Tart.
Just say Pop-Tart. Yeah, yeah.
All right, kinky questions.
Okay.
Have you ever been in an orgy?
Yes.
Describe it to us.
So the first time I was ever in an orgy, I didn't even participate. I didn't even know it was happening. It was actually the same week that I met you.
Oh, a fun week.
Yeah, I was just going along to all these parties, and we're at this party, and I'm like looking around, and I start noticing like everybody in here is fucking. But they have clothes on still. But, like, they're all, like, touching each other and, like, dancing on a stripper pole and, like, all this stuff. And
so you're like, well, I'm in. I want to touch people.
Well, first I got scared and I started crying. And I was like, what's happening?
You're crying at the club, people touching each other.
And I was talking to the girl that brought me there. She's like, oh, you don't have to do anything. Everyone's
like,
fine.
It's okay, honey. Come in right. The back. Yeah. I'll give you a...
Right. Literally, no, that's what they were doing. They gave me weed. They gave me a drink. I was chilling on the patio, like, while everybody was doing their thing. And then, like, I went back inside and then everyone was naked. I was like, going back outside, and then I saw some people's cars getting broken into. I was like, they're breaking into your cars.
Oh, shit.
And everyone stopped and like go assist the situation, left and got Whataburger. But yeah,
sounds like a great night.
It's great.
A lot of events.
I laugh at that now because it's like, damn, why was I so scared of that? But like, I don't know.
What is a sex skill that you are most proud of?
Oh, I can like deep throat really good, so I think that's good.
A deep throat queen?
Yeah.
Choking, gagging, swallowing?
I'll throw up and keep going type of thing.
Okay, so you've thrown up on people having sex.
My husband, yeah, but I swallowed it so he didn't know like that
good
it
girl.
Happened.
No matter.
But I told him after. I was like, I kind of threw up a little bit.
He's like, did what? He find that attractive?
No, he's concerned.
He was hilarious.
He was concerned. He's like, are you okay?
Have you? What's your favorite time of day to have sex? Are you
all
in
day?
Morning, all day, anytime, you're ready
anytime,
to go?
Anytime, every second. I would like to do it, if there is possible.
What is the most number of times, then, that you've had sex in one day?
I think I would like to have sex probably, like, just 3 or 4 times.
Okay.
But
what is the most, your number currently? Like, have you ever had a time, you know, COVID happened, we were in the house for a long time,
so,
you got
yeah.
two babies, you,
yeah,
you know,
dude,
you fucking.
Yeah, fucking. One time, me and my husband, like, we fucked probably, like, 10 or 12 times. Like, because we were, like, partying all weekend, and we did it a lot. But I don't think I would do that again because my pussy got sore.
You broke for a while.
Yeah, I was like, damn, bitch, what'd you do to yourself?
Sit on some ice, you know, we get in 2 to 3 days.
Soaking an Epsom salt bath.
Is remedy to
somebody was like, you can put an aspirin in your pussy. I was like, I don't think I'd do that.
I don't know about that.
That seems a little
that
scary.
That sounds very strange. Whoever told you that, please don't
Please don't do that. But I didn't do that, don't worry.
What's the weirdest place you've ever had sex?
Me and my husband did it driving down the highway. Mm. He was like driving and I just like climbed across and did it like that.
Did he maintain the same speed? Or
it was nighttime too.
That sounds dangerous.
It was on Highway 75 in Texas.
Did he come?
Yes, he did.
Did you? Obviously, you made it safe, so that's
that's good. He had, you know, he had cruise control on.
Okay.
And you just kind of like, and plus the Bronco has like a lane assist. So if you keep your hands on the wheel, it kind of just drives for you.
I like that.
Yeah.
You learn things every day.
So if you want to have road sex, get a Bronco.
You can sponsor Private Talk as well. Let's talk. All right. Naughty questions. Last couple questions. Handcuffs or blindfold?
Blindfold.
Choked or spanked?
Choked.
Lube or spit?
Spit. In the moment, spit. I don't want to reach into a drawer and like, let me get some lube.
No, just
spit on
it.
Me.
Spit on it.
Yeah.
Let's see. Have you ever faked an orgasm?
Yes.
Can I see what it sounds like?
Yeah.
Flip that hair, girl. Let's get it. Miss Texas wants to hear that O.
The O? I don't really think I O. I think I just kind of like.
Well, you know, O for orgasm.
You know, I kind of like build it up. Oh, my God. I'm about to come so. And then I kind of giggle a little bit. And I'm like, and I'd be like, I'm coming, and it would be over.
I like that. Yeah. You were really intense. See, I think you should go to her OnlyFans, go and get a custom, go get all the things she wants. All of it. Oral sex, sloppy or clean? You're a deep throat queen, but do you keep it sloppy?
I don't like spit. I don't like the spit on me, really. Mm-hmm. I like let it drip on the ground, but I don't want the spit like on my face. And I don't want it all in between my fingers. I don't like that feeling. Okay. But I'll do it, like, if he wants.
You're down.
Yeah, I'm down.
And they don't prefer.
But I don't prefer. I'd rather be, like, so cute, like.
You like to get messy. You're from Texas, down and dirty.
Yeah. I like to make it hit the back and, like, make those noises. Like,
those are hot.
Yeah, I like
sexy.
That.
I like that for you. All right, last question. Given or receiving golden showers?
I would not let anyone piss on me.
The way you rolled your eyes.
But I would piss on the bitch. Hello. If you want to get pissed on, I guess, call me.
Call her. You heard it all. All right, that is Truth with Texas. Is there anything you would like to ask Miss Texas? See, now here's your chance.
Yeah. Do you do content collabs?
I don't currently, but I have been thinking about it, but I'm not fully have an answer for that. But
well, if you do one, will you do one with me?
I'll sit on your face.
Yes.
I will sit on your face. You know, I thought, you know, your conversation was great. You seem like you really like it. You know,
yeah, I
why
do.
Not? Why not? Good for the whole family. We got to recreate the whole Dallas thing.
Yeah, baby. We could get all the Texas girls.
Hey, Texas is where it's at. Everything's bigger in Texas.
We could call it Bringing Miss Texas Back.
Hey, look, she's clever too. I like that.
Yeah.
Where can we find you? Where can we get support your OnlyFans?
Yes, you can find me at moreleahplease.com and there'll be all my links. And my OnlyFans is /Leah Gotti.
I love it. Thank you so much for sitting down with me
and
taking the time. Thank you, Private Talk. Make sure you subscribe, and I hope you love the outfit.
Thank you.
I hope you love this episode.
They will.
This episode is sponsored by Bet Online.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.